Take the time to make a list and stick with it. We're pretty serious about that. An extra item here there can add $20+ now. I was kind of thinking of maybe some of the non-essentials that my family might want that I might just throw in the cart. Well, those really add up now. So $20+ each week. Think of that in a year, how much that could save you if you just stick to the list and stick with what you have meal planned. And then try store brands instead of name brands, and you may be surprised on what you can swap out to save a few dollars.
A variety of factors have combined to elevate grocery prices. According to data from the USDA, a family of four can expect to spend anywhere from $567 to $1,296 per month on groceries. That's about $130 to $300 per week. The recommendation is to spend no more than 15% of your take-home pay on food and groceries. So what can we do to stretch our food budget when prices go up? On today's Sound Living, Pinchin' Pennies in the Kitchen. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For the March Living Well Wednesday webinar series, K-State Research and Extension Specialist for the Northwest Area, Ashley Swatty, and SNAP-Ed Regional Specialist for the Northwest Area, Janelle Van Kooten, provided some simple, cost-effective strategies to help reduce food expenses.
What if you could save blank dollars per month at the store and it only would take you blank minutes per week? Well, filling in the blanks will probably look different for each of us because we all have different budgets, we have different schedules, and we have different taste preferences that we're working with. So for reference, if you shop once per week or about four times a month and you were to lower your shopping costs by just $12.50 each week, you would save $50 in 1 month. I am Janelle Van Kooten, and I'm a regional specialist with the SNAP-Ed program at K-State Research and Extension. All that we talk about today really stems from the idea that we don't have to do a complete overhaul to save money. I would really encourage you to just kind of pick one or two adjustments that would work well for you to adopt and make those a good solid habit. Then when you're ready, add another one or two and get those kind of ingrained into your routine. What we are going to focus on today are the systems or those habits that we have in place that we might be able to adjust that can result in us reaching those goals. Planning a menu and shopping from a list can be very helpful to some. And the good news is that there is a free planner called Create a Grocery Game Plan, and it is from myplate.gov. And it's basically just a weekly calendar that allows you even to type into the document online if you would like to. So this is a fillable form. The first recommendation we have in planning is to check your schedule and mark on your actual menu which nights you just won't have much time to do food prep, if any food prep at all. And this really allows you to kind of plan a meal, if needed, a day or two before that, that would give you leftovers for your busier nights or to shop for items that will not take a lot of time to prepare. So once you kind of have a clear picture of how your week is going to look as far as time goes, you can move into the menu selections with our second tip, which is to start with what you have on hand. Basically, this is just a recommendation to take an inventory of what you already have and pay special attention to those foods that might be expiring soon. So an example of this might be if you have several pieces of bread on hand, that could go on one of your first days of the menu. So in my house, it's probably French toast, or my kids actually really like sandwiches. And then, of course, throughout the entire planning process, you can add your needed items that you don't already have on hand to your shopping list. And right along with that grocery game plan menu calendar tool, we have a list maker from myplate.gov, and it is fillable as well. So if you want to type into it and then print it, you have that option. Now you can move on to our next tip, which is to shop from the sale flyer. Here we're basically looking for the things that could work for you and your family that are on sale and just kind of keep filling in your menu from there. And of course, adding those items to your list as you go along. So moving on to tip number four, planning to use leftovers can kind of help reduce your food prep time in a couple of ways. Some Options might be to double a recipe and freeze some. Then another option would be to, if we are going to, for example, brown some hamburger for one meal, I will go ahead and plan another meal that includes ground beef, but I cook it all on the same night. I cook it on the first night that we're going to need it so that it reduces my food prep time on the second night that we are going to need it. So this might look like tacos one night and spaghetti the next, but we are cooking all of the ground beef on taco night and setting half of it to the side for spaghetti the next night. So if you are going to do this, just keep food safety in mind and freeze the extra if you won't be using it all within a couple of days. Once you kind of have a good foundation of a menu by using what you already have on hand and taking advantage of those great buys that you're finding in the sale flyer, then you can try various options for filling in those remaining blanks. This might be a good time for you to ask your kids to become involved in choosing a meal or looking for a new recipe that you want to try. So we can consider ourselves to kind of have a good foundation. We have a menu going now, and we're going to shift into the actual shopping part where we're in the grocery store. So we have our menu, we have a plan, and we've got a list that we are ready to stick to. We're going to look at these tips that have a lot to do with examining your options once you're at the store a little more closely, so you know exactly what you're getting and so that you know which is truly the best deal for you and your family based on your specific needs. And we can kind of understand more about the deals that we are getting if we examine the nutrition facts label, because serving sizes do matter, and of course the ingredients matter. So you might actually find a product that is a tad bit cheaper, but if you were to compare the ingredients, you might find that one has added sugar or salt, for example, when the other one does not. I know I'm often surprised when looking at the food labels about the added sugars and how much just two brands of the same product can really differ. And sodium would be another one.
I'm Ashley Swati, and I am the Northwest Family and Consumer Sciences Specialist for K-State Research and Extension. I am going to go on to unit pricing. So this is all about comparing apples to apples here on what our best deal is. So when we look at the cost savings here for convenience versus do-it-yourself chopping, we can really see a huge cost savings here. So for $2.99, we can purchase 6 ounces of chopped onions, or we can purchase 1 pound of onions for 69 cents. So you could get 4.33 pounds for the same price of that 6 ounces if you just chop them at home. So we compare about 50 cents per ounce to 4 cents an ounce. I will gladly chop my onions for that cost savings there. Now let's chat about shopping for fruits and vegetables, because it is possible to eat nutritiously on a budget using these tips. Start by shopping your store's sale items, and this will help guide you in the right direction to save the money on fruits and veggies, focusing on those ones that are on sale. And don't be afraid to switch up a fruit or veggie in a recipe if another similar item is on sale. I have done this before. Like if a fruit salad called for strawberries and maybe raspberries or another fruit were on sale and cheaper, I will swap it out. I have noticed squash and zucchini and now grapes are getting a little cheaper. So when you're needing to purchase out of season produce and want another option rather than fresh, you can always choose frozen, canned, or even dried. Some recipes, you can't swap them out as easy, but then you can swap out a different fruit for another fruit, but maybe not like a frozen. But be open to it, because you can really save a lot of money buying in-season produce. If your stores have marked down fresh produce, check those out if you're planning to use those in your meals in the next couple days. This is a great way to find a deal while also reducing food waste. If I have, let's say, peppers in my cart and I find marked down peppers and I'm planning to, say, make fajitas that night, I will put the regular price peppers back and get the marked down peppers because I'm going to use them that night. So just be flexible and keep your eyes peeled for those deals in the grocery store. take the time to make a list and stick with it. We're pretty serious about that. An extra item here or there can add $20+ now. I was kind of thinking of maybe some of the non-essentials that my family might want that I might just throw in the cart. Well, those really add up now. So $20+ each week. Think of that in a year, how much that could save you if you just stick to the list and stick with what you have meal planned. And then try store brands instead of name brands, and you may be surprised on what you can swap out to save a few dollars. I know some people might not be on board with this one. Some do taste a little different, but be open to the idea of trying store brands and cheaper brands and see if you like them. You'll win sometimes, but sometimes your family will only like one kind. Then consider buying some items in bulk, such as meat, oatmeal, rice, pasta, canned goods when they're on sale. You can freeze the meat and utilize it in the future, like tacos and spaghetti. I do that all the time when I think about it. I try and do that more. Those ideas can really help you save more than just pennies in the kitchen. So when we meal prep, we could save time and money. And then the final tip we've got for you is to watch the prices at the checkout to ensure that everything is ringing up correctly. Because if you do all this work, if you've planned it, if you take the time to find all the deals and your items don't ring up correctly, that can be a bummer. And so catch that at the checkout so that you can make that quick change. Whenever we are in the kitchen, we really need to focus on food safety. So each year, millions of people get sick from foodborne illness, which can cause you to feel like you have the flu. And if you've ever had food poisoning, foodborne illness, you know it's no fun. It can be very serious and cause serious health problems and can lead to death in some cases. So follow these 4 steps to food safety to keep you and your family safe. So we have clean, separate, cook, and chill. We will start with keeping our kitchen and hands clean. So wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds and do this before and after touching food. You also want to wash your cutting boards, dishes, forks, spoons, knives, and countertops with hot soapy water. And then rinse your fruits and veggies with water before you cut into them. And this also goes for watermelons and cantaloupes, anything that you cut into the rind. Rinse those and scrub those really, really well, like you would scrub a potato. Don't wash meat, poultry, fish, and eggs, because if water splashes from the sink in the process of washing, it can spread bacteria from that meat onto your countertops. Next is separate. So we want to keep raw foods to themselves. Germs can spread from one food to another, so we want to keep raw meat, poultry, seafood, and eggs away from other foods. And not only do this in the kitchen, but do this in the shopping cart, bags, and in your fridge too. Cook to safe temperatures. So beef, pork, and lamb, cook those to 145 degrees. Fish is also at 145. Ground beef, pork, and lamb, 160 degrees. Turkey, chicken, and duck, 165 degrees. And you have to use a food thermometer to make sure that food is done, because you can't always tell by looking. And now finally, it's time to chill and put all the food back in the refrigerator right away. So remember the 2-hour rule. So you want to put foods in the refrigerator or freezer within 2 hours after cooking or buying it from the store. So when you go to the store and you might have a drive, pack the cooler bags, pack coolers and ice packs, keep that temperature down. And do this within an hour if it's 90 degrees or hotter outside. And never thaw food by simply taking it out of the fridge. Thaw food safely in the refrigerator, under cold water, and in the microwave. And then marinate foods in the refrigerator, not at room temperature.
That's K-State Research and Extension Specialist for the Northwest area, Ashley Swatty. And SNAP-Ed Regional Specialist for the Northwest area, Janelle Van Kooten, with some simple, cost-effective strategies to help reduce food expenses. For more information on family resource management and health and nutrition, contact your local county or district extension office. The topic for the April Living Well Wednesday webinar series is Money Habitudes. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.